Our story begins at Manhattan Monthly. Raven is working at her desk when an angry Alexandra stomps into her office.
Raven, you and I need to talk.
Oh, God, please let this be about work.
Sorry. It's about you and your big mouth.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
What are you rambling on about now, Alexandra? Not that I really want to know.
Listen, I know that you were eavesdropping outside my office the other day, probably to steal some of my story ideas, since yours have been so lame.
I wasn't eavesdropping, Alexandra. That's something you would pull, not me.
Oh, whatever. Just let me get the record straight here for you. What Serena Stiles is or isn't to me is none of your damn business. Now, have you got it? Or do I need to pound it into that thick skull of yours?
Are you threatening me?
Gee, Raven, you're really slow, aren't you? I am most definitely threatening you. This is a very personal matter, and none of your concern. You have no right to tell anyone about this.
Not even Serena? I'm sure she'd just love to know.
You stay the hell away from Serena, and you know I mean it.
Wow, I haven't seen you this worked up in a while. Glad to know I'm the one responsible for raising your blood pressure.
You know, you try to act like a little Miss Innocent here. You try to convince everybody that butter wouldn't melt in your freaking mouth. But you have got a nasty streak that's a mile wide, woman.
Well, it's easy to be nasty with you after everything you've done to me.
Oh, cry me a river. I slept with your husband. It was years ago. Get the hell over it. You got him, don't you? Shouldn't you have better things to worry about than my personal life?
Most definitely. But thanks for stopping by, Alexandra. Now that I see how much you don't want Serena to know about this, I know exactly what I should do.
You crossed me on this, and you'll be sorry, Raven.
Uh-huh, whatever.
Okay, don't say I didn't warn you.
At Windsor Academy, school has just ended and Dara approaches Stacy, who is standing at her locker.
Stacy, what's wrong with you today? You've done nothing but mope around and now you're just standing here staring into space.
Ugh, it's my mom. She caught me making out with Bobby and grounded me for the next 2 weeks.
Ouch.
And she forbid me to see him again.
Really? Bobby's such a nice guy.
Tell me about it. He's the best thing that ever happened to me.
Well, just take your punishment and maybe your mom will come around.
Dara, haven't you learned anything about me in the past 2 years? I never do what I'm told.
Stacy, if your mom catches you with Bobby, she may ground you for life.
That's just it. I won't let her catch me.
At the Westside Psych Ward, Zoe is at the nurse's station talking with Adriana.
How did your session with Dr. Hunt go, Adriana?
It was fine. I think between the visits and my medication, I'm keeping things on an even keel.
That's good.
So, what's new with you?
Well, we found my nephew.
Really? Your sister's son? I thought he died in a fire.
So did we. But it turns out he's alive and living with foster parents.
Zoe, that's terrific. It's like a miracle.
Yes, it is. I guess I owe that lunkhead, Chuck Landers, some thanks, since he pushed me to look for him.
You think Chuck is a lunkhead?
You obviously don't know him very well. He got my sister Zelda and some other woman pregnant at the same time. But look, keep that between us.
Of course.
Anyway, I'm very happy about this. I'm talking to the social worker tomorrow, and I hope we can have Gregory live with us soon.
Are you going to have him stay with you? Are you sure you're ready to raise a child out of the blue like this?
It doesn't matter if I'm ready or not. He's family, and he belongs with us. Between my dad and me, we'll manage.
And you said he's living with foster parents now, right?
Yes, a gay couple, Perry Young and Rex Walker. I met Perry, and he wasn't very friendly.
Rex Walker?
Do you know him?
You could say that. I think I'm the one who turned him gay.
In her office, Marilyn is talking on the phone when Andrew walks in.
Look, Cooper, just find a way to work it out. You know what I want. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Ooh, an intense case.
No, that was my accountant. I made a killing in the stock market last year, and he's finding creative ways to account for those earnings.
Nice. I know the market's been up and down.
I made a few lucky guesses.
So, just how much money are we talking about exactly?
Oh, let's not talk about money. Where do you want to go for dinner? I'm starving.
Oh, I was thinking we could order in and spend the evening at your place.
But that's so boring. Don't you want to go out? I've had a long day, and I really could use a fun night out.
Well, sure. Why not? Let's go out. You pick the place.
Wonderful.
Now, how the hell am I going to pay for this?
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripps and Scruples.